Busy, bumpy. All right, stop bumping it. Cool. All right, let's try this again. My recording cut off halfway through. So I, instead of trying to find out where I was and splice it in and be real slick around that, I'm just gonna start at the top because sometimes you just gotta start from the top. Okay, so the title of this talk is Reduce Friction to Get More Done. That's really it. Done. We can go home now. No, reduce friction to get more done. If you've got stuff you want to do and there's friction in the way of doing that, if you can reduce that friction, you're going to get the things, your brain's going to get the things done that it needs to do because there's less friction in the way. Anyways, let me start my actual talk here. Reduce friction to get things done. So we're all busy people in marketing. There's a ton of stuff. I, as a marketer, have my hands in that keep me really busy. There's campaigns to monitor, projects to manage, there's emails, there's meetings, there's people who stop by my desk and say, hey, I got a question for you, or let me grab a second of your time. And there's all these little interruptions stuff that kind of get in the way of me getting my job done as or being as productive as I'd like to. Not that I'm complaining at all, because I really enjoy this whole marketing thing, if you couldn't tell. But I would like to be able to be more productive. And so I'm always on the lookout for what types of things are keeping me from being productive, how I can be more productive, and then how I can share whatever those productivity tips are with everyone else. So I don't have the answer for everyone in every situation, what kind of productivity tips would work for everyone, because everyone's situation is unique. So the advice I can give is to a broad market, and the advice you can get anywhere is gonna be to just a really broad market. Maybe for marketers, there's some advice, or if you do something on in the creative field, there's more specific advice, but still, you don't know me, you don't know you, do you have kids at home? Is home the place where you actually get the most done because there's no one at home and work's too busy, who knows? But there is a trick that I've seen other big companies use to help people be more productive. And you wouldn't really guess this just by looking, but really the trick is that companies do a really good job of reducing friction for the things that need to get done just every day. They have a desk, they have a phone system or a laptop or a computer system, and email is set up. And they have software systems, ERP software, stats software, servers and hosting. Everything's already set up, email systems, whatever you're using. The companies have set these things in place so that you can just kind of plug and play, and you can get to your desk and start getting to work. The friction is really just a matter of learning those systems, and then maybe every morning if you need coffee to get going. Can you see that okay? It's my fancy Keurig coffee. There, that was all the friction that was out of my way. Now I can get my stuff done. So companies provide the environment for work that needs to get done. Everything they have is effectively in one place. Now, not every company is the best place to work. There's dysfunction everywhere. But it's still, at the big scale, if a company's surviving and making it in this world, they've done something right. And they have people who can come in and contribute without things getting in their way. So what I've been doing is kind of looking at ways as a marketer I can reduce friction, and maybe some general marketing advice that I can provide to you guys. So one of them would be, let's just say you do Facebook ads. You're a marketer who does Facebook ads. You have a small business or a big business, but you know Facebook is a pretty good place to be if you need to reach the market. If you have any friction going in and saying, I need to set up a new campaign, I need to try to make something happen in Facebook, one thing you can do to help with this is actually to take a campaign with so-called sensible defaults, all the plumbing and stuff already set up. If you have a Facebook pixel to specific events you want to track, ready to go. If you have any broad level campaign type stuff ready to go, then all you need to do is just take that campaign and turn it into a template, then duplicate that campaign whenever you want to test a new audience, test new creative, try mixing things up. But you have the sensible defaults ready to go. And now the friction for, I need to test new creative, or I want to test this new audience here. that friction is so low, you can just do it and you can get so much more done. Same thing with the content management system. If you're a marketer and you're running split tests or A/B tests, you absolutely need to understand the system that you use so that you can go in and say, all right, I want to swap out this headline, change this image here. Let's try this offer versus that offer and see which one converts better. Get the plumbing of those things all set up. You could also learn Google Optimize. It's a pretty great tool for making those things happen, as the split test and everything. But if you learn those tools, if you can make those things happen, you're going to find that you're able to get a lot more done much quicker and with less internal resistance. You don't have to fight yourself to say, all right, I need to focus to do this thing. It's seamless because there's no friction there. If there's a thing out here that you've identified as this is valuable to do, I need to do this thing, but the path between this thing getting done and you doing it here is this in between of, I don't know, I have to learn a new system and these new tools, I have to relearn the things. Your brain is going to try to decide that this thing really wasn't that important and maybe we can check emails again or do something else that is much more easy, low friction for us to do. So, but if you learn those systems, then you can sail right through the friction and get to the end, what you want to get accomplished. And your brain knows what you want to get accomplished. I read something the other day. It was really interesting. And basically, if you ever find yourself wanting to procrastinate against something, you start getting distracted, that's in some small way, that's your brain actually telling you that that thing is actually really important to do. Your subconscious knows that's an important thing to do. So you want to go and be distracted for it. So if you want to sit down and write a blog post or something and your brain says, you know, I really should clean up my room, I gotta tidy this place up, that should send a little a flare up, a little alert to say, no, that was actually an important thing you should have been doing, but your brain's trying to distract you in some way. Anyways, I got sidetracked just now. Learn the tools, learn the systems. If you know the systems really well, and you can sail right through them, you're gonna get more stuff done. That friction level's gonna go from here to here, and you're just gonna bunny hop over that barrier and get stuff done. All right, that's it. I hope this recorded this time. Let's find out. We're good.